The Power FM Brekkie Show.
Jules.
Yeah.
A dating app called 2Ps has done a little bit of a study, and I find it very interesting because it talks about the things that people look for when they're looking for a date.
Yep.
A potential girlfriend, boyfriend, any of that stuff. And I always find this fascinating because I feel so far detached from the dating game. Like, I've been with Alice since high school.
Yeah, you've been with her for a long time though, haven't you?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I've kind of missed all of that stuff. Do you remember back in the days when you were dating, were there any things in particular that turned you off early on?
Oh, smoking.
Yeah, that's probably fair enough. If you're not a smoker,
yeah,
it's hard to put up with the smell, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just not me.
Yeah.
And I, yeah.
Well, that's
instant turn off.
Instant turn off. Well, this survey has found that like half of all respondents are turned off by instant coffee.
What, people that drink it?
Yeah. So they don't drink it themselves and wouldn't really want to be with someone else who's drinking like the old Nescafe Blend 43.
So if somebody invited you over for an international roast, you go, no, this date is over.
It's a deal breaker. Is that the height of all coffee snobbery?
Oh, it has to be.
Like, fair enough.
It's probably the world we live in now, though, isn't it?
Yes, yeah. Like, oh, yuck, you've got instant coffee breath. I don't want to kiss you. But you know what? Coming from, I'm not a big fan of instant coffee. I hate it, as a matter of fact. And I can't stand the smell of it. So in a sense, I guess I can see why that would be a deal breaker. Like, imagine waking up to that in the morning, like, oh, yeah, coffee brewing, that smells great. Oh, hang on. It's instant.
What are some of the other things that are deal breakers?
Another deal breaker, Jules, is noisy eating.
So people don't like it,
yeah.
I'm guessing.
Yeah. They don't want to hear the person they're on a date with.
Think about it. If you've got a partner who's a noisy eater and you want to stay in it for the long haul, you have to be okay with them eating noisily for the rest of your life.
Yeah, if you're someone who, and I imagine, like, I don't mind noisy eating. It doesn't bother me that much. I don't think I've ever really been around someone who eats that loudly. You drink kind of loudly. That's been a thing come up from time to time.
Sorry.
But it doesn't, like, I don't.
Thanks. Just ousted me as a loud drinker.
Sorry, Jules. But that's not an issue for me.
Yeah, my gulps are loud.
Like, I imagine some people, like, maybe the noise of chewing, I guess I can see why there'd be repulsion there.
Yeah.
And imagine, marrying someone and then going, oh, my God, it's like they're eating a jar of nuts and bolts.
So irritating.
Why is it so loud? And then another thing this study found is that most people, like, I'm talking around, like, 90%, won't even chase up, like, follow up a love interest because they're just too awkward and shy. So most of them would rather stalk them on social media or watch them from a distance than actually approach them, engage in conversation to meet someone.
Yeah, sure.
So all these dating tips, like all these things you look for in a partner, it's useless anyway because you're never going to use it.
True. Tash, what do you look for in a partner? What's the biggest quality?
They've got to love footy. I don't like these blokes that won't watch a game of AFL.
Oh, you sound like, for a lot of guys, you sound like their dream woman. Not me. I'm one of those guys who don't like footy, but
I don't like footy.
Oh, that's perfect.
What team do you go for, Tash?
Saints.
All right, so does your...
Please,
there's no judgment here. I go for Melbourne. So does your partner have to go for the Saints for you to, like, get along, or you like a bit of rivalry in the relationship?
There's got to be rivalry. They can't go for Collingwood, Essendon, Carlton.
I love that there's Adelaide. A blacklist.
Okay, so you're blanketing out of quite a few of the big teams too.
Yeah, I just don't like those ones.
Yeah. Tash, you're a woman who knows what she wants. We love it. Good stuff.
The Power FM Brekkie Show.